Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the first one.
Okay. Brandella.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start in half a minute.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Okay. Me too.
Okay. Anabekoa Gedula Chemincha Tati Terura Alephet Gimel Yutat Tati Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu no ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nuns Nagibor Dorshe Yehuta Kivavat Shamrem Nungimodalad Yutkav Shin Barhem Taharim Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Sadi Tav Kimu Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tetnunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tadiyutah. The letters of the month of Tammuz, the Taf that created the planet Lavana, the planet we call the moon, and the Chet that created the constellation Sartan, the crab, which is the astrological sign of Cancer, we have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column and the left column energy of that creation. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Bechamnun. Erech Apaim. V'ral chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseyavon wa'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777, and we do this with two verses. The first verse will be Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, but we start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkim te bit hilu, urhimud hilud hilu urhimu, v'yachta l'shem yud he bevav he, v'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael, Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of these words can be parsed into Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters, the last letters of these words, can be permutated into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai. Yohei Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. First that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 34.
Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayahaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha. V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim, ki ha-levim yishrei levav, v'yitkadesh me ha-kohanim.
There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohei Wahei. La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, a la me, hey hey hey, aka a, re ka ha.
And the second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bichu ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey, ade ad. Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim.
The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo tishe mimeni
Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, mikol ha-machavoyiyam, asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem, elai el nafo, v'halakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti, O to bekol alfe Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774. Year that has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Israel untati v'shatan tachta v'lo yirgas od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla la anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. Please scan the first two rows and the third row. We will say out loud. La wa. Kalayo, la wa wa pe la nu la fa yo 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 me la hey wa. And scan the rest of the chart. The 72 names from the Sadduceen, we will do also in the same pattern. Please scan the first two rows. And the third row. La wa wa ka pe yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he he, yo he yo. Menu hey, hey hey wa. Please scan the balance of the chart. And the Sadduceen who left this day, the fourth day of Tammuz. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yaakov ben Meir. He is the grandson of the famous commentator Rashi. He had a mechlochet with his grandfather over the order of the passages that are in the Tefillin. And there are two sets of tefillin that are used today. One is based on the order that Rashi said, and one is based on the order that Rabbeinu Tam said. Continuing with the Sadduceen, Rabbi Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz of Frankfurt. Rabbi Israel Ezriel Hildesheimer. Rabbi Eliyahu Lupas, and Rabbi Chaim Moshe Mandel. And we say the eighth verse of the Anabakoach in a whisper. Our class tonight is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, I believe it's row 19, the second column from the left. When you open that up to the landing page, scroll to class 19, which is section 21, continuing the fifth tikkun. I will read a few lines of the Aramaic to connect to the Zohar itself, and then we will scan the rest of the Aramaic and then start to read the English. The first four words are Tikkuni Zohar, Daf, meaning section 21, Kaf Aleph, A for Aleph. Tikkuni Shetita'a. Bereshit Kom Rabbi Shimon Patachu Yamar. Na Elohai. No, it's Eliyahu. Eliyahu Biom Omea. Alcha b'malchut kadisha de'ayahi nafyala b'guluta to rishuta de'la chatazuz mikan de'ha shekinta b'chila acha Netarich Rin Lach Malakei Hasharet De Itmar Bechon Tain Ar Alan Tsaako Chote Tsavin Chen Levar Machikalin Lo It Taman Man De Machvael Solotin de Israel, Kima Tzafarin, Metzafatzfin, Betzalotin Legabe, Imhon, de Inun, Makananu, Makananan, Al Ara, de Natirich, Tirion Lacha, the Kulhu, Atachri Yehu, Safarim al Shem Kan Tzapor Dehihi Ame Kadisha Deitmar Behe Ki Yikra Kan Tzapor Lipanecha Viala Itmar Gam Tzipor Mata'a Beit. Please start scanning at the eighth line. Section 21A. There is a higher connection that runs throughout the heavens. These birds of prayer are carried on the wings of thought and await their disposition on earth. These angels are the means of carrying thought to its holy place. Consider the home of thought that arises in connection above. This is the home of all that is coming from the source. The recognition above, this is wisdom, which only comes with awareness. The nest is the interwoven thoughts that bring forth the chicks. The temple is the consciousness of heaven, of Sinai, of the freedom to awaken in holiness. Thoughts beget other thoughts. The chicks compared to the appearance and awareness of Zerampin. As a result of special prayers, yes, but these prayers take us to another level of listening. These prayers are in the egg stage when they are not linked with holiness. Once linked with holiness, they can assume a holy direction. This is why we do not take the mother symbolizing holiness, the Shekhinah, from her chicks. Because until the mother resides with her chicks, the holiness cannot be born within the thoughts that are now coming together. The permanent place of prayer is our constant awareness that prayer abides within and is aided by the Shekhinah, rising and lifting prayer, infusing it with holiness. When we have the realization of a bird's nest, within this is the kernel of prayer that we promote daily and groove it into its place. The throne is the seat of the mother in union with the father or the Shekhinah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or even better still, our thoughts infused with holiness that are actively aware of the unity of their being. Rachel's tomb is a crossroads. Oh, that I were in the wilderness, in a lodging place. Therefore, the two messiahs redeem Israel. This is about the awakening of consciousness. Rachel's tomb is a symbol for transformation of Israel, or the mundane thoughts that are part of the system, while is yet underneath the awareness of holiness. When these are interconnected, the Messiah appears in our recognition of rebirth and in our sense of the unity of connection. It is by our consciousness that we grow in the field, in the firmament inside of consciousness. Since striving to discover the mystery leads to the awareness that the mystery in equal measure is discovering who we are. The Sabbath is the quiet place within, or the simple awareness of the truth of unity. It is here that all these transformations take place, led by our realizations. Rivulets of water. So that on Sabbath, or on Sabbath Eve, souls are reborn in terms of their awareness of holiness. Chicks, sages, symbolic of thoughts that are infused with their own capacity to discern not only one another, but also the direction of their flow, are crystallized by the Shekhinah, giving them the pathways above of eternity. Each time these realizations rise up on the wings of the Shekhinah, unity is experienced, which enlivens the entire thought atmosphere, transforming below and rising above. The mother that is lying with her chicks is the Shekhinah, so that the eggs which are hatched are the new thoughts, the new souls that are the result of Torah study, Talmud study that is accomplished by those masters who understand the purpose of that study, which is to create new thoughts and unify the tree from bottom to top. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. The Shekhinah is the mitzvah, worthy one who unites both together. Section 21b. Let's scan the Aramaic. Section 21b. When you see into the heart of Torah, you recognize the way things work and act accordingly. It is the unification of your understanding of becoming aware, remembering, and acting in the fashion of the way things work, observing, that you fulfill the unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Shekhinah. All of these examples given speak to the same principle. Unless you have the feeling of what is right, which is the Shekhinah, unified with your highest purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not bring forth the holiness that is your calling. You are bound to this holiness because it is by its signature nature that your soul is attached. How much more then could your thoughts and actions also be similarly attached? Because the Shekhinah resides within you and only comes forth when you do the right thing, the mitzvot, Torah study, all inquiries into the nature of things, etc., you cannot reach above until you connect within. It is as though the Shekhinah, once awakened, is destined to rise above, and that is your connection. Therefore, first awaken the Shekhinah and be guided in your ways by her. This is the pathways to total holiness. Without the Shekhinah, the inner space is darkness and void. With the Shekhinah, there is light. And what does this mean? It is the knowledge of the way things work that lets you accomplish your heart's desire. However, there is the mastery of the way things work, which is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is then a spiritual state of being that we may only bring out within ourselves, via our intentions to do so in all the moments of our lives. The Shekhinah is the opening through which the passage above, or the unity of purpose and design, are realized. Psalm 27:3. Though a host should encamp against me, this I trust. Psalm 103:19. And his kingdom rules over all. Shemot 7:23. Neither did he lay even this to heart. Psalm 92:7. A brutish man knows not, neither doth a fool understand this. Section 22a. Scan the Aramaic. Section 22a. The Shekhinah rises above, reaching the king. Thoughts in their supplication stage are raised into their manifestation stage, meaning here is where prayers are answered. The bezot in this is the kingdom, the realization of purpose. These 6 days of the week and the Sabbath are not speaking of actual days, but rather the levels of awakening that consciousness goes through. Thoughts have a gestation period, call it a period of growth. Once the growth reaches the level of maturity, thoughts rise up. This rising up, this is the Shekhinah. Now we see this in detail in the 50 gates of freedom, in levels of maturation. Work in the context related here refers to cutting ourselves off from the Shekhinah, since we labor under the assumption that it is our efforts alone that accomplish our ends. Chas v'shalom. Arouse for me the 50 gates, 50 times Shemot from Egypt. In Torah, 50 letters of the Shema, twice a day, that they recite. Hear, O Israel, 2 times 25 is 50. Here's an unwritten commentary. The statement or the verse, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That verse has 25 letters. When you say it twice a day, you are connecting to the 50 gates, which represents levels of consciousness associated with Bina. It is through contemplation of Shema that the Shekhinah is realized. This is the arousal spoken of here. Our thoughts can only take us so far, And then it is up to the Shekhinah to travel those nether spaces into unification. Indeed, whatever brings us to Shekhinah is our healing of the vagaries of non-focused attention. This hidden light is the light that fills us, the feeling that awakens us. It is the higher mother because of its effect on our consciousness, bringing the sense of unity in moment. What we are praying for ultimately is that connection with the Shekhinah, no matter what physical outcomes we are striving for. Until we have the connection, those physical outcomes are out of reach. Once in the flow of that connection with the Shekhinah, nothing can be denied to us, since we are one with everything. Truly what we ask to be forgiven from is indifference, the indifference of thinking that we are alone in this world. Without the Shekhinah, we are alone. However, when we use our attention to seek this, this is what we, when we reach unity, which is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are those that live in this world without regard to the consequences of their thoughts, their actions, etc. They are unaware of the Shekhinah and her relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their fulfillment is an incomplete one, subject to ebbs and flows, or not at all. Through the contemplation of Torah, your mother, you awaken the Shekhinah and are given the truth about the way things work and your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the covering of tzitzit and its wrapping, and tefillin of the hand of which it is written, a prayer of the afflicted. Prayer is a wrapping of thought. Section 22b, please scan the Aramaic. B. The aspect of thought that is prayer is what covers us via the tabernacle, or through insights into the deeper nature of thought. The three colors in the eye, the burning bush, the covering of tefillin, etc., all of these refer to the veils of thought that must be awakened to ensure their transparency. The Shekhinah is the expression of holiness that rises above. When it begins to rise, this is the function of higher thought. When it touches the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it immediately flows below, fulfilling the imaging process that must take place. This is the ensouling process, whereby forms coalesce around and thoughts, forms coalesce around thoughts, giving tangible meanings to their ethereal counterparts. The Shekhinah is the expression of holiness that is received above, and via this reception, the entire consciousness is transformed, unless there are blockages, in which case the process is cut short until these blockages may be transformed into transparency. The means for doing so is called the Tabernacle of Peace. Here is where the flowing of the Shekhinah fills consciousness with unity, so that there may be the recognition of divine principles. The divine principle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, thoughts are prepared for their transformations via the unification that takes place in the expressions of holiness. This is compared to the tabernacle above and the sukkah below. At the same time, the children are under the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a voice came out, it said, "Do not take the mother upon the children." Immediately comes remember and observe Shabbat. And the night of the first day of Shabbat, is a second voice came out, send out. We're going to stop here. I did not do a lot of commentary in these sections because they're really esoteric. But essentially what they were saying, or what they are saying, is thought is another metaphor for the Shekhinah and Kadosh Baruch Hu and the unification of the two. The mitzvot is another metaphor. And each mitzvah is a Shekhinah to the metaphor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class on the Parasha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Allah.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.